Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And here on County Circuit Court, the defendant, Aaron Matthew Laycock, has been convicted and sentenced for a series of crimes driven by a gambling problem. After stealing funds from his stepbrother, he fabricated an elaborate story involving a kidnapping by two large black men to mislead law enforcement, escalating a simple theft into a significant waste of police resources. While the defense highlighted his youth, lack of a prior record, difficult upbringing, and eventual confession and restitution, both the prosecution and the court focused on the severity of the deception. The court ultimately overrode the probation department's more lenient recommendation, imposing a harsher sentence that includes 30 months probation, 90 days in jail with credit for one day served, and 30 days of upfront jail time, underscoring that the attempt to manipulate the justice system was a more severe transgression than the initial theft itself. In other court news, the arraignment of Aaron Matthew Laycock on Monday on 7 counts, including 2 capital offenses of carjacking and armed robbery, established the key legal and logistical parameters for a jury trial. Following a not guilty plea to all charges, the court set firm deadlines for motions, plea bargains, and witness lists, culminating in a trial date of August 4, 2026. The most significant strategic development was the court's decision to radically increase the defendant's bond from a nominal $5,000 to $250,000 cash surety, citing the woefully inadequate nature of the original bond given the gravity of the two life sentence charges. This single judicial action fundamentally alters the defendant's pretrial reality and the strategic leverage in the case. When we come back after this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9a have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more. Smarter and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you. Thumb Cellular,
proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our Huron County Circuit Court news, Judge Prill converted a failure to appear problem for Jack Lewis Bursick into a structured compliance bet. The defendant pled guilty to absconding on bond in one file, sentencing set later, while receiving a one-year delayed sentence probation on the older larceny case because restitution was prepaid and the prosecutor explicitly supported the delay with restitution prioritized ahead of fines. The record shows a clean plea canvas, no undisclosed premises or voluntariness established, and an explicit warning architecture. The absconding plea carries up to four years, and could run consecutively in theory, though the people agreed not to seek consecutive time. While the larceny disposition ties liberty to strict supervision, no contact orders, wage assigned restitution, and immediate agent engagement. The leverage is clear. The court initially leaned against a delay due to the missed sentencing, but flipped once victim compensation and prosecutorial alignment de-risked latency. The stakes now rest entirely on compliance. Any breach collapses the rehabilitative option into a standard conviction and exposes the defendant to harsher outcomes. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update has been brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.